Hello everyone, this is Chuck Fry from the Mind Mapping Software blog. Welcome to the December 2011 Mind Mapping Coaching Call. Thanks to those of you who submitted questions, we have some really neat ones this month that I look forward to talking to you about. Let's get started. Ted asks, how does Curio's mind mapping functionality stack up compared to mind map only software? Ted, Curio is a really interesting piece of software. I wouldn't call it so much a mind mapping program as I would a multifaceted personal information management program that does some mind mapping. The developer, Zengobi, calls it a digital notebook for freeform information gathering. It tries to do many things, including enable you to work with lists, mind maps, outlines, tables, diagrams, sketches, and index cards. It's available only for the Mac, by the way. Curio enables you to create idea spaces in which you can have any combination of these elements and place them anywhere in the program's desktop workspace. Curio can be used for many of the same things as mind mapping, such as research gathering, planning, and writing, but it doesn't have as many features as the average mind mapping program does. For example, Curio lets you assign start and end dates to nodes in your mind maps and add icons or symbols. You can also create right and left facing and org chart type maps, but you can't attach files, hypertext links, and notes to individual mind map nodes. It looks like you can add files and links as free-floating elements in your idea space, but they can't be attached to a specific mind map topic or node. As I've said many times on the blog, I believe this is very important because it allows the program to act as sort of a visual database that gives you single-click access to all of the supporting information for whatever project you're working on. Attaching a file or a link to a specific topic gives you a sense of context that I believe is lost if the links are just free-floating in a workspace, not connected to your mind map. Also, Curio's export capabilities are limited to images, web pages, and text. You can't export your Curio file to a high-end project management tool like Microsoft Project. I also don't see an export to PowerPoint function, probably because some of the types of content you create in your idea space may not translate well into PowerPoint, such as lengthy blocks of text. Also, because you can arrange your information in a freeform style in Curio, it might be hard to establish what the sequence of elements should be when you export to PowerPoint. Mind you, this isn't a deficiency of Curio, but rather results from a design decision by the developers. They had a vision to create a freeform, highly flexible information manager. That means Curio has a much broader set of tools to record many different types of information, but it doesn't go as deep into the capabilities of each of those tool types. For example, you can create tables in Curio, but you wouldn't dream of using it to replace Excel, which has a much greater depth of features and functionality. The same goes for the mind mapping capabilities of Curio. They're fairly rudimentary because Zengobi's typical customer is not a power user of any specific type of productivity software. I believe they're more creative types who need the freedom to work with their information very flexibly. The latest version of Curio actually does some unique things that I think are pretty cool. For example, it enables you to search the contents of your Mac's hard drive using integrated Flashlight search. Flashlight is the search tool that's integrated into iOS. For those of you who aren't aware with what that is. Also, you can integrate the information you have stored in Evernote, a powerful information capture and personal information manager program, with Curio. You can drag and drop information from the Evernote panel directly into your Curio projects. I'm a huge user of Evernote, so I think that's pretty cool. So to get back to your original question, Ted, you wanted to know how Curio stacks up compared to conventional mind mapping software? It's a much broader tool that is meant to serve a different purpose than pure dedicated mind mapping software. As I've said, it's more of an information manager that lets you arrange your information in numerous ways. I recommend that you download the 15-day trial and play around with Curio to see if it meets your needs. I recommend the same thing with mind mapping software all the time. I can tell you about the features and functionality of different mind mapping programs and the capabilities I prefer in a written review, but the bottom line is that it needs to work for you. So you need to try the program and come to your own conclusions. Thanks for your question, Ted. Nardo asks, what other kinds of diagrams or visualizations can mind mapping products create? I know they can do fishbone diagrams, Gantt charts, and outlines. Yes, Nardo, mind mapping software can create a number of different types of diagrams. Let's walk through what those are. First of all, you can do radial maps, that is, mind maps with topics facing all directions, the common type of mind map that we're all used to seeing. You can also do top-down diagrams, more commonly known as organization or org chart diagrams, right and left facing diagrams, which can be used to depict processes with the timeline going from top to bottom. Some of the higher-end programs that offer project management tools also enable you to display the tasks in your mind map in a Gantt view. Also, it's fairly common for mind mapping programs to have an outline view because, if you think about it, both the mind map and outline are simply representations of a hierarchy of topics and subtopics. Only one or two mind mapping programs can do fishbone diagrams. This is a type of diagram that is commonly used to perform root cause analysis on problems. XMind is the program that comes to mind when it comes to fishbone diagrams. Those are the most common types of diagrams that mind mapping software supports. Thanks for your question, Nardo. Ben points out, you don't talk about scripting in mind maps on the blog, and I can't find many articles anywhere on how to script and the benefits of them. What can you tell me about them? The reason you don't hear much about scripting is because it's not supported by many of the mind mapping software developers. The biggest proponent is MindJet, with its support for macros in Mind Manager. It supports VBA, a type of Visual Basic which enables you to extend the program's capabilities in some very interesting ways. I had to do a lot of searching here, Ben. I, too, found it hard to find resources. A lot of it is very technically oriented. It was hard to find anything that stepped back and said, okay, here are some of the kinds of things you can do with it. But I finally found a resource that kind of approximated that, and I'm going to excerpt some things that you can do with macros from their very extensive list. First, you can mark tasks complete and log them to a file. You can import information to Mind Manager from Basecamp, Outlook, and XML files. For those of you who haven't heard of Basecamp, it's a type of web-based team and project management tool that's very popular. You can export a map to Excel or convert it to a wiki text format. You can count the number of topics or tasks in a Mind Manager map, or you can advance all task dates in a map by 1 year and reset the completed tasks. This would be useful if you have an annual map that you have to refer to, so instead of having to recreate it for a new year, you can just grab the one that you started with at the beginning of the last year, reset these things back to their original state, and you're ready to go. A lengthy list of existing macros can be found in the Activity Owner Macro Library. I've placed a link to it in the blog post where you found the link to this podcast. Obviously, you can do much more than these five things. What's possible is really only limited by your imagination and the capabilities of the VBA programming language. ActivityOwner.com, the keeper of this repository of Mind Manager macros, has written one as an add-in program that lets you add any macros to the Mind Manager ribbon bar, so you can reuse them easily. I've also included a link to that webpage so you can download it and use it. The benefit here is you can go to some of these libraries and download and use these macros. You don't actually have to program any of them yourself. And if you use this add-in program, you can add them to the developer tab of the ribbon toolbar and invoke them anytime you want them. So again, you don't have to be a programmer to benefit from this stuff. There are people who've gone before and created some cool things, and you can take advantage of it. I have to admit, though, I'm not a programmer, and for that reason, I haven't really tried working with macros in Mind Manager. If anyone listening to this podcast has done so, I'd love to hear your thoughts on the process of creating them and using them. I'd like to know things like, what's the degree of difficulty to actually program macros, and how well does Mind Manager and the online community support these capabilities? If you get stuck, where can you go for answers? With your help and insights, I look forward to pulling together a report on Mind Manager macros and what you can do with them in the near future. Thanks for your question, Ben. It's illuminated a part of Mind Manager that I really haven't explored that much, and that's something I need to do. Paul asks, are there any software products or combination of products that meet these requirements? 1. intelligent mind mapping with best-of-breed content features. In other words, a wealth of data that can be held by a node and the ability to put any node in the center of the map like personal brain. 2. Multi-platform. It needs to handle large and small screens and touch, mouse, and keyboard with grace. Also, file links must remain accessible regardless of where the product is used. 3. Complete export-import or work breakdown structure integration. I need to be able to export a mind map to WBS and then re-import after modifications without losing any node-embedded data or visual metadata. I don't care at this point about integration with a full-blown project management tool. 4. GTD, or Getting Things Done support. The ability to work with next actions, context, start date and time, end date and time, and at least one field for priority. Paul, I don't know if there's one program that can do everything you want, but several come close. Your first requirement is to be able to put any node in the center of a mind map, as you can do in Personal Brain. The way this capability works in Personal Brain is at the center of the screen is a rotating shape called the Plex. That is the program's central viewer, if you will. When you click on a node in Personal Brain, the entire map rotates around to place that topic in the Plex. So it's not really reorganizing the structure and content of your map, but rather moving you through it in an elegant way. There's no other program that can do this. I believe there may be one or two mind mapping programs where you can designate one topic as the new central topic, but I don't know what that would do to the rest of the structure of your mind map, and it certainly wouldn't be as elegant as Personal Brain is. The shortcoming of Personal Brain in terms of your requirements is that it's not really a project management tool. It's fairly lightweight in that area. Your other requirements are more project management and mobile mapping related. All of those can be met by the latest version of the family of products from MindJet, which include desktop and mobile mapping applications that can do seamless round-trip editing between each other using an online workspace called Connect as the central hub for map sharing. Within that cloud environment, you also get access to a web-based version of Mind Manager, so everything is tied together very nicely. You can also use Mind Manager to create a work breakdown structure, and I have included a link to a MindJet white paper that explains how this works in the blog post you use to access this podcast. Mind Manager isn't the only mind mapping program with sophisticated project management capabilities. MindView is also quite powerful and can do everything Mind Manager can. What it doesn't offer is the ability to share maps across multiple platforms on the web, as Mind Manager does with their Connect collaboration tool. I hope this helps you, Paul. Brian asks, as an adult educator, I use mind mapping in both the preparation and delivery of course material. However, one feature that would be very useful seems not to be present in any product I have investigated. The feature I would find most useful would be overlays in the sense of stacking acetate sheets on top of one on top of the other, something like creating layers in Photoshop. This would allow for the building up of complex maps to illustrate sequences, for example, something that opening individual nodes would not achieve so cleanly. Paul, I think I understand very clearly what you're talking about. Where I work, which is a safety training products firm, we have an artist who creates sophisticated illustrations of construction equipment in various work poses. For example, a wheel loader digging into a pile of rock and then lifting its boom and bucket up to load into a truck. He creates one illustration with the boom and bucket and all of the positions it will need to be shown in the training program, but then hides all but one layer for specific illustrations. In other words, for one screen of a training program, for example, the boom and bucket would be shown halfway between the ground and its maximum height. The layers that show it in all other positions are hidden, only this one is visible for this particular screen in the training program. The advantage there is you're only creating most of the illustration one time, and then you're just creating the variables, the parts that move, and you're hiding and showing them in layers. I think that's very similar to what you've described. You want to be able to show a mind map as it's being built. Say, for example, to be able to show it first with just a central topic, then in the next layer, a central topic plus the first five first-level topics, and after that a third level built out on one of those topics, and so forth. That's a great way to help students see step-by-step the process of building such a map. Unfortunately, there isn't any mind mapping software that can do these kinds of layers. You may be able to do it in some of the newer programs that support the slideshow method of creating presentations. That's one possibility that approximates what you're after. NovaMind and MindManager both do this. In other words, you create a presentation slide by selecting the topics you want to appear in your slide, and then you mark them with a special icon, and that moves them over into a slide sorter view like you have on the left-hand side of the PowerPoint screen. I think that might get you fairly close to what you want to show, but I found that this slideshow process causes a loss of continuity from one slide to the next. In other words, it's hard to see how you got from one point of map growth to the next, because all you're doing is displaying a series of snapshots, if you will. In other words, it's hard to see how you got from one point of map growth to the next, because all you're doing is displaying a series of snapshots, if you will, of the map at various stages of its growth. It would be much more effective, I think, if you could do a video screen capture as you create the mind map, and then be able to speed up the playback. So in effect, you'd be showing your students a time-lapse video of a mind map being built. I've used Camtasia Studio quite a bit, and I highly recommend it. It looks like you can tell the program during the production process to speed up the playback of a video clip when you render it. The one drawback to Camtasia, if you're a teacher, is cost. The program costs $300 US. However, I did a bit of exploration, and it looks like the reseller network includes a number of companies where you can purchase it at a significant educational discount. I looked at one called AcademicSuperstore.com, and it listed Camtasia Studio 7 for $180 US. That's over one-third off the retail price. Also, by looking at the developer support forums, I learned of a program called Enounce that you can use to speed up the playback of videos created in a Flash FLV format, and that is a format that you can output your Camtasia videos to. I've included a link in the blog post that you use to access this podcast so you can explore both Camtasia Studio and Enounce if you're so inclined. In closing, Brian, there isn't any mind mapping program that does the acetate sheet-like layers that you envision, but I think this time-lapse video approach may be an excellent alternative for your needs and maybe even be a better learning approach because they can actually see organically the growth of the mind map, only you're speeding it up so you're not belaboring the process. You can show it in 5 minutes instead of 10. Obviously, you'd have to experiment a bit to learn how fast you can speed up the video and still keep the process of building the mind map understandable for students. And I'm also assuming that you'd want to be able to pause the video at a number of spots and speak to your students about what is happening on screen. I hope this helps. That's it for the December Mind Mapping Coaching Call. Thanks again for sending me such awesome questions. Remember, you can submit them to me anytime at chuck@innovationtools.com. You can send them to me via the feedback form on the blog or via my Twitter account, which is simply Chuck Frey, C-H-U-C-K-F-R-E-Y, no spaces. I look forward to talking with you next month and answering your questions. Once again, this has been Chuck Frey from the Mind Mapping Software blog, signing off. See you on the blog.